Philadelphia.
That is correct.
That's right. And believe it or not, I think the Philadelphia location just closed down. Isn't that right?
That's what I've been told. Again, I don't have the definitive information, but that's what I've been told.
And Steve tells me that...
Well, he's the person who would know, so...
Steve tells me that the Richmond location is going gangbusters. And I'll tell you what, it's a very, very classy place. I walked in there. Nice, elegant setting. There's a number of rooms that you can rent out if you want. They have internet connections, so if you want to do a business meeting or a corporate meeting, that's right. They have a
That is fantastic.
They have a screen that slides down, mm-hmm. and you can do, you know, PowerPoint presentations. You have access to the internet, and they even have a little courtyard, so you can have kind of an outdoor-indoor event there, too. Nice selection of wines, and the menu ranges, and you have seafood, you have your filet mignon, and your New York strip, and a nice selection.
I'm sitting here looking at all this stuff, like I said.
I'm looking forward to eating there.
But it's not just that. Week. I mean, if you want pasta, they've got that as well.
I believe Old Original Bookbinders is owned by the Taxon family,
mm-hmm.
and they're the ones that started it, and it's doing very well. Seats about 225 people, so... Go to Old Original Bookbinders. I'm going to talk about it next week. I'm going to talk about the food.
Right.
And you know that's one of my favorite subjects.
This will be your experience there.
This is going to be Alex Papa
John. Alex Papa John, food critic extraordinaire.
That's right. That's right. You're going to get a critique.
And for all of you that don't know Alex, Alex has one reason for living in this life, and that's food. This guy eats morning, all day, all night. He can't do anything without stopping. Hey, I'm hungry. I've got to get something to eat. Alex.
Right, and we're working on some other sponsors, too, and, of course, a couple of them are restaurants.
And these people that want to advertise with us, we're always looking for sponsors. Speaking of what we're looking for, right now we're also looking for voice talent. eNovel, our first sponsor, is looking to create audiobooks from their traditional books, their e-books and their print books, and they're looking for voice talent. So if you think you've got what it takes to read books and put a little spice in it and make it sound great, something people want to listen to, give our sponsor eNovel a call at 673-6111.
That's right. That's right. And it's more than just, as Jack was saying, you want to spice it up. It's not just reading something. Before you do an audiobook, you need to read what you're going to read live on a microphone and understand the characters and, of course, be able to pronounce words. But you're going to be able to get your book sold, hopefully, all over the country and all over the world.
Absolutely.
You know, you have a few contests, Jack.
Oh, yes.
For writers and authors.
Before the end of the show, let me grab these, get these in here quickly. Okay. I've got a couple of them, and I don't want to go too far into the URLs, the addresses where I found them on the web, because they will be on thebookshow.com. That's our show, our webpage. Please go there. It'll be on there sometime this afternoon. We already have contests on there from the previous shows, but these will be on this afternoon as well. I usually get them on ahead of time, but I was running late today, so. Let's see. Which one do I want to start with here? Fine Line Competition for prose, poems, short stories, and anything in between. First prize is $250, plus you get publication. Let's see. Postmark deadline for this one is June 1st, 2002, and this one has a $5 entry fee. Let's see.
Any contact information?
That's what I'm looking for on here. Most of it's going to be on the webpage.
Just go to the book show.
Go to thebookshow.com and click on contest. We have our own contest going on also, which we're giving away a Rio MP3 player this month with no talent necessary. You simply have to enter your information. And what we're just trying to do is get a following of people seeing who's listening to the show. And this is a nice MP3 player. You can download music, download books through the internet.
Nice.
Put them right into this little portable MP3 player you hook to your belt and just listen away.
Nice.
And it's free. All you have to do is enter. So this is a Fine Line Competition is one. We've got a romance competition. This one deadline is July 31st. It's $5 entry fee. Length must not exceed 2,000 words. Manuscripts must be typed, double-spaced on 8.5x11 paper. And let's see where they have the award. This is a $50 first prize, $25 second, $15 third, and then honorable mentions. We've got to talk to our sponsor, eNovel, because they've got a contest they said they were about to launch for writing. We've got to find out and get all the details out to. Maybe next week we can announce what that's going to be.
Good idea.
And the third one, I'm going to have to put it up on the webpage. It's the 9th Annual Ignite the Flame contest, but unfortunately the way it printed off, I can't read it. So that one is postmarked due June 1st. But we always have contests, writing contests, on our webpage all year round. So feel free to go to thebookshow.com, click on contests, and you'll always see a 15 or 20 contests always available for you.
I wanted to hearken back to what R.L. Stine was saying. He gave some excellent advice to authors and writers out there, and I want to summarize some of the things he said. Number one, write an outline.
Yes, and with everything in between, including the finish line.
Right. Write an outline. If you're trying to write a book or a short story, and some of the stories that R.L. writes are pretty darn short, put together an outline. He says that the outline seems to be the most challenging part of it. Once he has the outline, he says he really enjoys the actual writing.
Hey, that's when the fun comes in. Because then
right.
He gets to fill in the meat in between and make it the actual things happen.
That's right. Lesson number two, target your audience. Okay? When you're writing something, who are you trying to reach?
Right.
You know, and that has practical and business applications.
So if you're writing for a 7-year-old, don't put words in there for a 30-year-old.
That's exactly right. And you know, if you're working with a publisher, they have a specific audience in mind, and you need to help the publisher by giving them a product that's going to appeal to that audience.
Right. Now, the most important one, though, is promote your work. I think that's more important than almost all of it. Because
right.
I've seen so many authors, and we've talked to so many authors that write their book and expect the publisher then to get it out there. They say, well, we did all the work. We wrote it. Now it's your job to promote it. It's not going to happen.
And R.L. Stine, here's a guy who's in the Guinness Book of World Records, sold over 300
million
books.
300 million.
And what does he do?
Books.
He still visits
schools. And that is so great.
Every month. I mean, he is just unbelievable. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. This is The Book Show. We're talking about books. We're all about books, and we're for authors and writers, too. This is WLE Hot Talk 990. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jack. We'll be here next Saturday, same time, same place.
Have a good week.